what? That, does that come around the...
They got a bunch of bugs, small bugs and stuff around. You come around there and try to get something to eat.
She eat bugs?
Yeah.
I thought he ate just out of the garden.
A hopper grass?
Yeah.
A hopper grass will eat ants too if you can get them.
Eat what? Ants?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what other kind of bugs you got around here? Any other kind of insects you know of?
You got flies, wasps.
What kind of them you got?
You got almost all kind of wasps on that as well. But quite a few bees too. We got them yellow jacks and
where do they live?
They usually be in the ground. If you be digging a canal or a ditch or something, that's when you usually find them. They'll get on you. You better go straight to the hospital. Some of the birds found that work on the place. The doctor told me if they stung him again, it was gonna kill him.
Stung in your hand did what?
What happened is sting you in your face, your head. Very soon they're gonna sting you on the hand. They'll get in your face, your head, your ears.
Did you ever have them come after you?
I had quite a few sting, man.
What happened?
If you can get the sting out of that bad. What they do is leave a little alone, and that's what the poison is in. Usually if you can get it up, get that sting out right away and take some back. Either alcohol or a baking soda and vinegar and put on it, it won't swell at all. But if you leave that stain there, you'll keep a headache for a week.
Where'd you get stung?
I got stung the year, the head.
Which year though?
This year right here. But, we used to have some that used the bees to breed clover. And we had a bunch of them out there, and during the summer it was hot, they'd come out the beehives. And we had a rice field right along there that we had the flood. And they'd be around that water where that fresh water was running. And we'd get them rice, we'd get behind us. And if you had a field to close it for this time to close it, you'd have to close it. And if you had to close it during the heat of the day, that one or two was going to always sting you. So the funny thing, if you didn't fight them, they didn't bother you. If you could stand them lightning in your face and stuff, you wouldn't, they wouldn't sting. But I couldn't stand that. I slap at them all the best.
Okay. Then the things that eat your clothes, you know, what do you put?
The moss. They call it moss. Yeah.
You put what in?
Camphor ball.
Call them what, moss?
Well, we call them camphor ball.
Okay. And one of them would be you ever had, you ever catch one of them?
One of these moths?
Yeah, just one.
No, I never did.
It's called a what? It's a...
It's an insect that they call it a moth.
I see. Now, the kind of things that you used to catch in a jar, they would fly around at night, you know?
Oh, they call it a lightning bolt.
Yeah. When you were fishing, you fish with a cane pole, you know, and this thing would come and land on your pole. It had a long, thin body and a long wings. Big eye.
Call that a jubilee, a horsefly.
Horsefly?
That's it.
This thing would eat mosquitoes, or